Introduction. Good afternoon. Thanks for sticking around. My title is Changes of Leaf Membrane Fatty Acid Composition and Saturation Level of Warm Season Turfgrass During Drought Stress. The water resources for irrigating turf is becoming limited due to increased urbanization, agricultural use, and climate change, which result in very extreme weather conditions. Developing drought-resistant turfgrass is one of the alternatives to mitigate water use conflicts. Our research question was originated from two dry down studies we conducted, trying to understand different drought mechanisms of warm season turfgrass species on the whole physiology aspect. As you can see here from this field dry down study, we have three different genotypes in Zosia matrella species, the Tokoa green and the Zeon. The Zeon delayed in losing its 50% green cover and compared to Koala green, indicated by this day's 50 parameters. And the Zeon also recovered 4 days faster compared to Koala green. But they did not differ in their root depth and also the root distribution. Here is a picture of our dry down study. And from another greenhouse study, we learned that the Zeon actually did not delay in transpiration and photosynthesis, which means it's not stomata control or being able to maintain photosynthesis longer during drought. And also, we were wondering if this delayed leaf firing trait in Zeon is actually attributed to its better membrane stability. So plant and cellular membranes are comprised of lipid bilayers and embedded proteins. They serve as many important roles as listed here. The integrity and functionality were impacted by lipid composition and the level of fatty acid unsaturation. The previous studies document some variations in the change of total lipids in different plant species with contrasting drought tolerance. Saturated and unsaturated fatty acid are the major component in membrane lipids, and their alteration in saturation level was considered to be associated with desiccation tolerance in plants. One of the fatty acid, linoleic acid, was reported to be the most abundant fatty acid in Kentucky bluegrass and Bermuda grass. As you can see here, it has 18 carbon atoms and three double bonds. As an unsaturated fatty acid, the double bonds add kinks in the hydrocarbon chain. This is considered to add fluidity in the membrane. So it has been reported that in response to drought, linoleic acid decreased more in a drought-sensitive cultivar than in a drought-tolerant cultivar in Kentucky bluegrass and Bermuda grass. Sood is actually reported the unsaturation polar lipid fraction decreased in drought-sensitive Bermuda grass cultivars and remained unchanged in drought-tolerant counterparts. So we were wondering if the increased level of linoleic acid and overall unsaturation fatty acid fraction induced by drought stress indicate defense mechanisms. Our objectives were to substantiate that the variation exists among species and genotypes for leaf tissue fatty acid composition under well water conditions, to evaluate the relationship between well water leaf fatty acid composition and unsaturation level, and the turf performance under drought stress, to determine if modifications in fatty acid content occur during drought stress and if the changes associated with improved drought tolerance. For material methods, we have three different warm season turf species: St. Augustine grass, Japanese long grass, which is Zosia matrella, Zosia japonica, and Manila grass, which is Zosia matrella. We have three different genotypes in each species. We propagated the plants using 10 centimeter plots into the native soil, which is the Caterer sand. It was a split plot design with three replications. The main plot was the water treatment, and the subplot is the genotypes. Here's a picture of the experiment setup. So we quantify the soil water status using the water balance method. By subtracting the initial weight, the final weight of each pot, and from the initial weight, we were able to calculate the total transferable soil water. And from the daily weight of the pot, we obtained the fraction of transferable soil water of each pot. And also, we have the total water consumption of each pot, and we normalized it and to indicate the transpiration status every day. We rated the turfgrass quality based on 1 to 9 scale. 1 is being the completely dead and brown turf. 9 is a perfect dark green turf. For the fatty acid analysis, the leaf samples were collected 1, 3, 7, and 10 days after dry down initiated. We followed the protocol that's in Brown's, etc., and Shu's, etc. paper. Individual fatty acid was quantified as a percentage of the total fatty acid. Double bond index was calculated following the equation from Sir, etc., and Shu, etc. For the result, this graph shows the the soil water status during the dry down. You can see for the dry down, we see the steady decline in soil water. For the well water control, the water was maintained about 75% and to 80% of total transferable soil water. This graph here shows the change of transpiration during dry down. The sub figure is the water use. You can see from the first sub figure, there was a limited difference in St. Augustine grass, except that Captiva used more water than Sapphire. In the third sub figure, that's showing Manina grass, and the Zion used less water compared to UF336. And also Zion shown the slower decline in normalized transpiration ratio compared to UF336. This graph shows the declining turf grass quality in response to drought. The turf quality did not decline until 7 days after dry down. There was still a limited difference in St. Augustine grass. For the Japanese long grass, which is our Japonica, UF182 in the first red box had higher turf grass quality 9 days after dry down compared to that 4360. And for the Manina grass, which is on the trailer, Zion had higher turf grass quality at 7, 9, and 10 days after dry down. So under well water conditions, the species differ in their fatty acid composition and saturation level. You can see here, St. Augustine grass had a higher double bond index, which is the third red box, compared to the two rosacea grass species. This was attributed to St. Augustine's lower palmitic acid and higher linoleic acid. Also, Japanese long grass and had higher double bond index compared to Manila grass. This was due to its lower palmitic acid in Japanese long grass. Under dry down, fatty acid composition in St. Augustine grass was not affected. It was only affected in zoysia grass only after 10 days of dry down. For the saturating fatty acid, we see that there is decrease in palmitic acid in UF182 in Japanese long grass and Zion in Manila grass. The same trend was observed in one of the unsaturated fatty acids, palmitoleic acid. For the unsaturated 18-carbon fatty acid, there is a decrease in oleic acid in UF182 and an increase in linoleic acid in UF182 in the first row. In the second row, for the Manina grass, the Zion actually increased its linoleic acid but decreased its linoleic acid here. So for the ratio 18:3 and 18:2, only xeon had an increase under dry down compared to well water control. And both UF182 and xeon had an increase in double bond index during dry down. So from the result, we believe that it's more of a change of fatty acid during dry drought instead of a genetic fatty acid composition that might be associated with its drought tolerance. We did a simple correlation between the change of turf quality and the change of fatty acid. So we see that there is a negative correlation between the change of turf quality and the change of palmitic acid and then linoleic acid. And there is a positive correlation between the change of turf quality and the change in double bond index and linoleic acid and the 18:3-18:2 ratio. So in summary, Sonoxin grass had a higher unsaturation fatty acid fraction than two zoysia grass species due to its higher linoleic acid and low palmitic acid fractions. During dry down, relative fatty acid content remained stable and no early unsaturation alteration was found. Two genotypes, UF182 Japanese long grass and Xeon Manila grass, displayed an increase in saturated fatty acid when severe drought stress occurred, which was correlated with good turf grass quality and apparent drought tolerance. So at the last, I would like to acknowledge the funding source USDA and all the people that contributed in the study. Thanks for the attention. I would like to take any questions.
Thank you. Any questions? I guess I'll ask something. So, do you think that the length of the dry down period, if you had a longer dry down period, do you think that that would have affected any of your results at all?
For this dry down, actually, we did a controlled dry down, so it's not a strict dry down. We make sure the dry down progresses slow instead of rapid because of the PAW study. The rapid dry down could happen.
And so I'm not as familiar with warm season drought research. So what do you so how many days of drought was this?
This is 10 days.
So you consider that long dry down or short dry down?
I consider that it's not going to be an actual field dry down because field dry down doesn't have field dry down can happen really quick in sandy soil in Florida. I would say it's a normal because we want to capture that physiological response, so we did a controlled dry down instead of dry down rapidly.
Is there a question back there? Sorry. Oh, no, sorry.
There's not. I can ask.
Okay, that's fine.
This may not have been an objective of your study thing, but is your statistical model, does it allow you to compare the quality of, say, oxygen grass to the quality of the zoysia grasses through dry down?
No, I did not analysis in species, but from what I observed, they did not differ in turf quality.
Thank you. So most of these, I mean, the changes are occurring in the cell membrane. So what's the advantage of having a, I guess I would think, more permeable membrane?
Well, if you have a higher, so our hypothesis, if you have a higher unsaturation level, it adds fluidity to the membrane,
right,
which might like decrease the linkage of the electrons, actually improve the integrity of the membrane.
Is there, I would think there's, what's the enzyme that's involved?
That's what we need to find out further. But what is more consistent with the previous study and more literature is the increase of unsaturation level during drought is a positive trait.
Yeah, I can see that. It's interesting because of coal hardiness years ago. Gain saturated, they become really rigid, and then the Bermuda grass, you know, can't expand, and those cells basically break up when ice crystals form. Where the coal hard ones, they're more unsaturated. So just wondering, you know, drought and cold tolerance, sometimes they have the same advantage.
As a cold tolerance, cultivar still has an advantage to have unsaturation level, right? So I would think it's consistent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's it. Thank you very much.